AP News for this Sunday, March 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn. It may be spring, but in New England, the snow came down in feet in some places. As heard on WCVB-TV, drivers had to contend with snowy roads and freezing rain in the Boston area.
I was driving slow because I didn't want to risk it.
Hundreds of homes are without electricity. In South Central Vermont, 30 inches of snow was recorded. And heading west to Nevada, meteorologist Tyler Salas says the higher elevations saw heavy snow.
About 27 inches, looks like, at the upper mountain. Basically kind of the Sierra Crest.
A winter weather advisory is up for parts of northern Arizona, the Grand Canyon, and Flagstaff to the New Mexico border. Police in Indianapolis say one of their officers was among the wounded in a shooting at a bar that left one man dead. Police engaged in a shootout with a suspect, and several other people were injured. Russia's grappling with the aftermath of a terrorist attack in Moscow. Here's our Karen Chalmers.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared a day of mourning after over 130 people were killed in an attack at a suburban Moscow concert hall. At a makeshift memorial, a steady stream of people laid flowers down. Meanwhile, family members of those still missing are searching for signs that their loved ones may still be alive. Igor Pogadaev was desperately seeking any details of his wife's whereabouts. I went around, searched, I asked everyone, I showed photographs. No one saw anything. The attack, which has been claimed by an affiliate of the Islamic State group, is the deadliest on Russian soil in years. I'm Karen Chamas.
On this Palm Sunday, worshippers carried palm fronds through the old city in Jerusalem. The observances seemingly unaffected by the Israeli crackdown in Gaza. This is AP News. A national honor for Kevin Hart.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. The Library of Congress is giving its Mark Twain Prize for American Humor to Kevin Hart. The prize honors performers who make a lasting impact on humor and culture.
How are we going to survive these endless days stuck in this hotel?
Real-life couple Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead star in the new Showtime series A Gentleman in Moscow, based on the best-selling book by Amar Tolles. The story is set during Russia's Bolshevik Revolution. Tolles says if Russian President Vladimir Putin happens to see the series, he hopes Putin bans it.
Because it is about the fight of the individual against the state, and I would hope that he would view it as a threatening story, because it should be.
Actor Cameron Diaz and her husband, musician Benji Madden of Good Charlotte, have announced the arrival of a baby boy they have named Cardinal. They also have a 4-year-old daughter named Radix. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.